broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Why did you tell me you did not pull hard when you pulled three? Why did you lie to me?
I'm the head of a major corporation. I can't spend all day increasing market share.
Why did you call someone for pulling a card? A cold shower. Get undressed
right now. He was sloppy, but he was still functioning.
Who was talking there? A cold shower, get undressed right now? He was sloppy, but he was still... Well, we'll have to find out. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. All will be revealed every night here until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. In this land, in this time of increased ineptitude, amateurism, and amateurishness. Brother, we got our hands on the throttle, if you'll pardon the expression. Tonight we have Mr. Stephen Bozell joining us from Corona, California on the Super Bowl. And we will have Clara Bingham, who is a middle school teacher at Joyful Union Middle School in Bellflower, California, on Obamacare. Don't worry about it. We'll get to that and the unconstitutionality of it tonight on the show. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. And our affiliate spotlight tonight on KFXR 1190 AM in Dallas-Fort Worth, the home of this year's forthcoming Super Bowl, and WNRR 1380 AM in Augusta, Georgia, home of the Masters. And PhilHendryShow.com, of course, is our website. You can get a live streaming video right now of our show, live streaming audio as well. And you can pick up on all of the archives that we have there. We've got a brand spanking new uncensored rant. As you know, with the backstage pass, you can hear me just holding forth on the latest uncensored rant, which is called Life After Fred Thompson. So you want to miss that one. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Stephen Bozell, who is a construction contractor in Corona, California. Why don't we put him on hold for just a minute, bud, because I want to get to the story that has created a problem in that man's daughter's school, a problem with himself as well as the administration of his daughter's school, and a problem between himself and his daughter. And this all starts in Park City, Utah, of all places, where Entourage star Jeremy Piven was. And I guess he got caught on tape, and it turned into a minor contretemps as he said that he'd rather see the New York Jets and the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl. And he's a Chicago native, so he wants to see his hometown Bears. Instead of the Pittsburgh Steelers with Ben Rapistburger and the Cheeseheads. Let's listen to Entourage star Jeremy Piven.
Pittsburgh's the greatest Super Bowl.
There would have been Alex Rapistburger and the Cheeseheads.
Exactly.
The Cheesy Rapistburger.
Is that okay?
Oh, no.
What?
Did you hear the cameraman said, are you okay with that? And you heard Piven say, oh, no. And apparently he walked out of the room. He wasn't happy with that at all as that got on tape. And the problems of Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the man was not charged by police. He was suspended by the NFL for violating the league's conduct policy. And what basically Piven was referencing were charges in 2010, last year, and 2009 for women who claimed Roethlisberger sexually assaulted them. But Big Ben, as he is called, was never charged. On the line with me is Stephen Bozell, who is a construction contractor in Corona, California. His daughter goes to CK Corona Middle School in Corona, California. And you had a meeting, Mr. Bozell, today with the school administration on this?
I had an encounter with the school administrator, the principal of the school, who is Joyce Dunbar, and I had an encounter with my daughters, and I'm a little bit nervous.
You're doing fine, sir.
I had an encounter with my daughter's teacher, Mrs. Heckler, Janice Heckler, as well as the students, and I would say on your program right now that I'm grateful to the staff and the teachers at CK Dunbar for helping me with this issue. It's a tough one.
And this had to do with the Super Bowl this weekend.
It had to do with the Super Bowl this weekend. We were having and we're still going to have a Super Bowl party at my home where we're going to have members of my work crew, my employees, my wife's friends, and some of our neighbors in to watch the game. But I'm not going to be watching the game. And again, I would thank my daughter and her classmates for that.
Now, you're not going to watch this football game.
No, sir. I've decided. I have decided that I would not. It was suggested to me that I do not. And what happened was,
you're not going to watch the Super Bowl game between the Steelers and the Packers. Why?
Well, I'm going to tell you because I wanted my daughter, who is listening to the broadcast tonight, and members of her class too. I want her to know that I love my daughter very much, and I want her to be proud of her father. And so we certainly believe in the rights of women and the rights of young ladies to walk unmolested in our society.
Okay, I want to know, Mr. Bozell, because you did tell me that you talked with the administrators and you talked to your daughter and you also talked to her class. Was this something that was the result of you doing? You're going to have this game.
Yes, sir.
All right, you're going to have this game, and you're not going to watch it.
Yes, sir. Well, it was this morning when I was reading a couple things online, and we were having breakfast together, the families, we always do. And I mentioned that the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers was going to be in the Super Bowl. My son, at that time then, talked about Ben Roethlisberger. Just what you had played there.
All right, so your son brought up the term Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes, sir. And I said to my son, well, that's I didn't want him to really necessarily use that language at the table, but I also told him, well, he has not been. I said he was not charged. And my son thought it was funny. And I said, well, you know, we'll see him this weekend on the football game, but he hadn't been charged and he was not convicted of anything. I went to work at about 10:30 this morning. I got a phone call from Joyce Dunbar, who is the principal at CK Corona, directing me to come to the school. And at that time, I would have to talk to my daughter's class and Heckler's class.
And what grade is that?
She's in the seventh grade, so they're 12-year-olds.
Seventh grade, okay.
And I went into the class at that time, and I was asked by Mrs. Dunbar, had I said that I was going to watch the Super Bowl at my home? I said, yes, of course I am. And that's when the kids took over some of the questioning. A boy by the name of Bradley and some others said, was I aware that Ben, you know, about this rapist? I said, if you're talking about...
Who was asking you this? The children?
The children were, yeah.
Go ahead.
And I said, I am aware of the fact that there was a football game and that one of the players had been accused of rape. And that's when they got a little testy and they said, no, are you aware that he is a rapist? And
now, who is asking you this? The children?
This is still the children who are talking to me because the way they operate, you have to understand, Mr. Henry, it's a very high-level school. It's a public school, but it's a very high-level school, and they operate at a very high level where the children are not necessarily demeaned and they're encouraged to ask questions of adults on an equal footing. It's not that the kids are equal, but they ask questions on an equal footing. And I said I was not aware that Mr. Roethlisberger was a rapist, and they said, yes, he was, and that's when I said, but he wasn't convicted, and I was told at that time to shut up by this young boy, Bradley.
And so this is an 11-year-old boy or a 12-year-old boy who told you to shut up?
That is correct, yes. And so I was a little stunned. I looked at the teacher, and she didn't say anything. So now I realize I'm pretty much on my own. And they proceeded to tell me that Ben and they kept calling him Roethlisberger. And they also said, are you going to watch this game? And I said, yes, I am. And they said, you're going to bring a rapist into your house.
All of this is coming from these kids.
Yes, sir. And there was also the headmaster of the school, Mrs. Dunbar, was standing at the door. So there was Heckler and Dunbar, the two teachers, and the principal, and two or three of other teachers as well as parents. So it was
you had an audience there of children and parents, and they were watching. And what is this exercise? And let me give before you answer that. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. Talking to Mr. Stephen Bozell and encountering his daughter's class today. a collection of young people and teachers outraged that Mr. Bozell will be watching a Super Bowl that features a, quote, rapist, end of quote, Ben Roethlisberger, which you were very correct in saying he was never convicted of anything, but he violated a conduct policy.
Well, that's what I tried to say, but I was told to...
And you were told to shut up by an 11-year-old boy?
Yes, sir. This young man, Bradley.
What is his last name?
I don't know his last name.
Go ahead.
But I want you to understand something, that what happened to me after I talked to these kids about, they said that in having a Super Bowl, I'm basically bringing a rapist into my home. And this boy Bradley told me that by watching a Super Bowl, I am saying basically that rape's okay. And he told me that if I did, I would be as bad as a rapist. And I looked at the teacher. She was smiling at this.
You're kidding me, man. I cannot imagine any school allowing a kid to speak to an adult like that.
Well, again, Mr. Henry, you have to understand this is a very high-performing school, and they allow children to vent and to vocalize. It's a very big part of what they do. So the end result was I agreed that we're going to have a Super Bowl at our home. I will not watch the Super Bowl. I will.
You're not going to watch the game?
No, sir. I am going to go into the master bedroom or wherever, and I will be reading. I've been given a couple of books. One is called Full Frontal Feminism, which is a young woman's guide to why feminism matters. The other is Feminism Historical Writings. And these are very important books, and I'm not complaining. And I think ultimately, and I'd like a lot of men to know this, that are listening to your show right now, I'd like the men especially, I think ultimately the school was right in this, because I needed to be... I think brought in front of the publicly brought in front of the class and in front of the offended people, and told that I was wrong. And
well, who's really offended though? I mean, your daughter heard you say that you're going to watch the game. Your daughter says that Ben Roethlisberger is a rapist. Suddenly, you're brought into the school. Were these children aware of this?
Well, the kids are aware of the story. These are very high functioning, very intelligent children. I don't know how to explain this, but they're very, very intelligent. They're more intelligent probably than the average kid.
And this is a public school.
It is a public school. And it just so happens that children in this area are very high performing and very intelligent. And so when I was told by this kid to shut my mouth, it was embarrassing to me, but in many ways I felt like I needed it. Because
do you, in your heart of hearts, Mr. Bozell, I want you to tell me this. In your heart of hearts, do you really believe by watching that ball game, you're going to be bringing a rapist, Ben Roethlisberger, into your home for your daughter and other women to see?
I believe that by watching that football game, I'm bringing into my home an individual that they perceive to be a rapist. And that if one of these women miscarries, there are going to be two pregnant women there. And if they miscarry... on my rug, in my living room, in my home, in front of all my friends, and I am the cause of that because I had a rapist on my television set, and I'm enjoying this rapist having himself a good time, too. So I'm having a good time. The rapist is having a good time.
So you're going to have pregnant women. You're afraid of a miscarriage by these women. I got to tell you, it sounds to me as if... Well, your daughter's school has told you not to watch the Super Bowl, and you won't.
I was wrong to consider watching a game with an accused rapist in it. I was told by the school that to read some of these books on feminism and do an oral report on what I've learned and why it's wrong, and that's what I'm going to do.
All right. So, and what are the books you're reading again?
I'm reading Feminism, The Essential Historical Writings, and of course, the A Young Woman's Guide to Feminism.
All right, well, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Stephen Bozell here from Corona, California, on the fact that he is having a Super Bowl party, but after his daughter found out that Ben Roethlisberger was playing in it, an accused rapist, he was called to his daughter's school. He was questioned by the class as well as the teachers, almost as if he had Child Protective Services there, and he is not going to be watching the game as a result. Instead, will be reading two books on feminism and doing an oral report for the school. Have you ever heard of a parent being so directed by a school? 877-876-PHIL. Is Ben Roethlisberger a rapist? Well, no, he's not convicted. bringing him into your home via a Super Bowl game, is that harmful to women and girls? 877-876-PHIL. Next hour, Clara Bingham on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Stephen Bozell, a construction contractor from Corona, California, on to talk about the Super Bowl and his daughter's reaction to him mentioning that Ben Roethlisberger was going to be in the game. Now, the comment by Jeremy Piven's, an actor who was taped by TMZ saying Rapisberger, had some sort of pivotal role in this, correct?
Well, one of the young kids, this boy Bradley, said that this man, he said the Rapisberger, he heard about it, and that's when Bradley accused me, and I remember the moment because he pointed right at me, and he said, "So you think it's fun to have a rapist in your home?"
I cannot imagine. This is an 11-year-old boy. And what did you at any time say, "Excuse me, but you're talking to an adult"?
No, they would not allow that. I did mention to the teacher, I said, "You know, I am older than these children," and she gave me a look like, "You will stand there and listen to what they have to say." So I've been directed to read these books on feminism. My daughter also, of course, is going to be reporting back to the school any comments that I might make, and I've tried to do what I think is best for my daughter. I did mention to my wife, I said to my wife, "What are you cooking for dinner?" And apparently that is, in my daughter's mind, and it's what they call assumptive sexism, meaning I'm assuming that my wife is the chef. The other thing I did was compliment my daughter on a dress she was wearing, and she looked at me and said, "You want me to wear a dress, not pants." I said, "You could wear pants too." And she said, "If I'm in a pair of pants, then you're going to say I look like a lesbian." So
it sounds to me like you've been targeted somehow to keep in line based upon this Roethlisberger thing. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Gary in Bloomington, Indiana, or Bloomington, Illinois. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil. It seems to me that this guy here should have, right then and there, explained to these kids that, look, the man was never convicted, okay? The law says you're not guilty until proven guilty.
Yes, sir, I did. I did say that. And the kid said to me, he's still an accused rapist and most likely is guilty.
Well, that's wrong. Well,
that's an assumption. That don't mean he did.
Yes,
and everybody knows that more than likely those were gold diggers just out to get money out of him.
Well, did that have any effect on the kids or the teachers when you said that?
No, it didn't. It seemed to make them angrier, including this one boy, this kid I told you about, Bradley, who told me to shut my mouth when I said that. And I said that the man was not convicted, and that's when this kid said, "Shut your mouth, because we're talking about rape and the respect of women." I said, "I respect women. I've got a wife. I've got a daughter. And I love and respect both of the women in my life, you know." And he told me to shut my mouth again. And
why wouldn't some adult or teacher stand up for you and say, "Don't tell this man to shut up"?
Well, you got to understand, these are very high-performing kids. They're very intelligent.
No.
Yeah.
No. They've got you running scared is what they've got. They've got you running scared. The school's trying to intimidate you, and that's exactly and you fell for it. Well, you should have said,
"Well, I'm reading these."
Teacher, you should have looked at that teacher and says, "Are you going to talk to me like that?" I don't know what I'd have done. I'd have told him to shut up.
Well, if you tell him to shut up, then it escalates.
But you're
what do you mean it escalates?
You've got to remember.
What does that mean it escalates?
Well, if you tell the kid to shut up, then he'll tell you, then you've suddenly got to be a violent situation. I don't know.
You should never let yourself get in that position, ever.
You're trying to please your daughter.
And what are these books?
I'm reading. Well, I'm going to be reading The Myths of Feminism. They've got me reading two books, and yeah, I've got to do a book report on them.
I've got three daughters myself, okay? You can't please daughters. From up until the age of 12, you're going to hear it.
Right now, it's out of my hands. They're going to make me read this stuff. The Essential Historical Writings and a Young Woman's Guide.
All right, look at Gary, thank you for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Steve Bozell, who has been called to his daughter's school to answer for the fact that he'll be showing the Super Bowl, a game in which an accused rapist will be playing, Ben Roethlisberger. He had to stand and listen to these kids talking to him today. 877-876-7445. And coming up next hour, Clara Bingham on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We're with Mr. Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, and the topic here is this school that his daughter's going to, CK Corona. I know this is a public school in Corona, and you said they're very high-level kids, high IQs?
Yes, sir. They're all in top probably 10 percentile. I mean, they're very, very brilliant children, and the school... And I think CK Corona is the epitome, really, of what a school, and I've learned these things since talking to the class, to Bradley, to Mrs. Heckler this morning, is that a school, the responsibility, really, of a school to make sure that a parent is not making comments at home about racism. The responsibility of the school to make sure the parent is not making, you know, insensitive feminism comments, such as, what are you cooking for dinner, you know, you look good in that dress, not mention the, you know, there could be sexual overtones.
And yeah, but you're a father to a daughter. Can't a father tell his own daughter she looks nice in a dress?
Of course, of course. But you have to understand, if you say that, you know, dress the dress has traditionally been a female piece of garment worn for the pleasure of men. It's got nothing to do with a woman. Okay, got nothing to do with a woman. And when you say you look good in that dress, you're saying, boy, am I glad, you know, you're wearing what you're supposed to wear and you're not being, you know, you're not being all flippant, you know, or, you know, like a lesbian or something like that. So when my daughter said, well, what if I wore pants? I go, I would like that too. She goes, then you'd say I'm a lesbian. So I've got, I'm hopeful of a lot of the reading I'm going to do this weekend will clear a lot of this up, you know.
And you don't mind you're missing a Super Bowl game, do you?
Okay, my daughter is, boy, she's listening right now. My daughter told me to say no.
What? No, sir. I'm not asking you what your daughter's telling you to say.
I have to say no, I don't mind.
What is your honest answer?
I just want to say that.
Well, Mr. Bozell, we can't have an interview if your daughter's standing there.
My daughter's listening to the broadcast, which is her right, sir.
Well, then why didn't you answer my question honestly?
My daughter... indicated to me she'd rather I say that I'm happy that I'm not watching the game, that's all.
How old is your daughter again?
My daughter is 12, but I'd really rather not talk about that.
877-876-7445 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let me go over to Tammy in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Tammy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil.
So, yes, ma'am.
Like to tell you, your daughter is 12, and right now, her opinions of people are going to be set now, and how she sees you is going to she's going to see that for the rest of her life. And if you let her see you as someone who could be run over and change your views, if you feel like this man was, you know, he's not been took to trial yet, so you need to stand up for that, not just for him, but for all humans, you know, all people. So.
Well, the young boy, Bradley, what about this boy, Bradley? He's an 11-year-old boy. He's very intelligent. He's probably more intelligent than me, to be honest with you. And,
intelligence goes both ways. And just because he tells you to shut up and he's overpowering you does not make him intelligent. He's probably just trying to be a big wig with a little girl to try to score some brownie points, sounds like to me.
Well, they like him. There's no, yeah, they like him. There's no question.
Well,
but he does have.
He takes up for girls, you know. So
well, yeah, there is a certain manhood to him. There's a certain manhood to him that I found to be intimidating. You know,
what do you mean a manhood? He's 11.
He's learned how to do that. Now you need to assert yourself and show him how a real man, you know, a real man stands up for himself.
And if it escalates. And if it escalates.
Yes. Well, it escalates, but you know, you got to be smarter than him. You can say, look, you
that's
can
the part
yourself.
I'm not sure about.
Well, you
that's
don't let
part
him
I'm not
tell
sure
you
about.
Don't let him to tell you to shut up. That's not intelligent.
Well, if I'm saying that a rapist is playing on TV and it's going to be in my home and there's women that can miscarry if they get that information.
Is he a proven rapist? Is it proven?
No, ma'am. No, he's
well,
not. But my daughter said, when I said that he was only charged and he wasn't proven, my daughter, that's when Bradley told me to shut up. And my daughter,
that's
you know, I could tell she approved.
When they
that's
know they
the, yeah.
Can't be in. They say,
my daughter approved of it, though.
Your daughter has been telling you, don't compliment her in a dress. Don't compliment her in pants. If she's in a dress, that means you want her to be some, you know, in the kitchen kind of a lady. If you compliment her in pants, that means you're calling her a lesbian. This is a no-win situation for you.
I'm not trying to win, Mr. Henry. I'm trying to do what's right by my daughter. And if
you
they want me to read a book
yourself,
on...
And she will respect
on lesbians,
you more for that. If you
well,
stand
this
up
kid
for
Bradley,
your own. Well, let me ask
my
you this.
Instinct,
what happens if you don't do this book report? Are you sent to detention? You lose your birthday? What?
I'm going to have to go back into... Well, you can make jokes if you want, ma'am. I have to go back in and face the class again.
Well, what if you don't do it? What if you say, hey, I'm not on trial here. I don't have to do a book report.
How you're right.
Have
you filed
this to shut up do the book report? It sounds to me... He needs to do
you
one
can't
on
do
the
that.
Justice system.
You can't
no,
do
you
that
can.
Because if I
no,
give in,
can't.
If I give in, no, you can't. If I give in to my
no,
instincts would be to
Ron,
go and grab
is,
that. Ma'am, you don't understand. If I give in to my real instincts, I would strangle that boy. Do you understand what I'm saying? I would strangle him.
No, wait. What do you mean?
No, I would put my hands around that kid's throat and squeeze the life out of him.
Well, you don't want to do that.
No,
you just told me to. No, you just told me to.
Who did?
You did. You told me to strangle a kid.
No, I did not. I said go in there.
Yes, you did. You said for me to use my instincts, and my instinct is to strangle that child.
Well, no,
I'm being honest with you.
Go in there and say, hey, you don't tell me to do a book report. You're not my boss, my employer. I don't.
Well, he'll just mouth off again. He'll mouth off again until I slap.
Well, you know what?
God, I want to slap it.
That's fine, but you know what?
You know,
ma'am,
you don't get it. You don't get it, ma'am. You don't get it.
You're
telling me all this nice, cozy stuff. All I want to do is slap the skin off that kid's face.
Well, that isn't what you want to do. All right, thanks very much for your call, Tammy. That isn't what you want to do either. You don't want to slap the kid in the face. Here is Gary in Manhattan. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Gary from the city once again. My point is
yes, sir.
He's not a proven rapist, but he's a proven great quarterback. Sit back, relax, watch a football game. It's a championship game.
Not allowed
relax. Well, you know, the way I grew up and probably my background, once again, I'm from New York City. I can't relate to anything you're going through in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't
well, what do you mean?
In my world. I don't live that way.
Well, wait a minute. This is a very high-level school, and the kid,
well,
the Bradley
great.
Kid...
My son did that, too, in New York City.
Okay.
The school would never call me, and I would never go. It's not even a discussion. Case closed. I don't know what to tell you. You got to toughen up a little.
Oh, so you're trying to tell me that Ben Roethlisberger, if a woman miscarries in my home because she's looking at a rapist or what she thinks
once
is a
again,
rapist?
Once again, it's the people you hang out with, the people you grow up with. I don't know people who do things like that, who miscarriage or any of that, or fall apart like that. I'm from a big city, but what's saying to
I understand
me,
you're from a big city, but women don't have miscarriages. You tell me that women don't have miscarriages in New York? Of course they do. And if
you're sitting around in a social situation getting bent out of shape about a football, that's insanity. Once again, do yourself a favor. Don't ever come to New York City.
In the people that I'm coming over to my house, and I say, that's Ben Roethlisberger, he was accused, not even proven, he was accused to be a rapist. And I got two pregnant women sitting there. What happens if they go ahead and have it?
Well, there's something mentally unbalanced for somebody who fall into a situation
yeah.
like that. It's not
I would
normal.
Agree with that.
Yeah, that's...
I
wish
but,
you...
It may not be normal, but I got to deal with it. And then
I understand that. Well, I'm glad,
and
like I said,
deal
I wouldn't deal with it. Well, that's it. That's
and I would have to, the other thing is I got to deal with that Bradley kid come Monday morning after the game if he hears about it.
What are you talking about if he hears about it?
You would.
Yeah.
Well, if the kid hears about a woman miscarrying on my rug, huh?
Yeah, I tell you, we live in different worlds. Best of luck to you. Take care. Bye.
Well, thanks a lot. That was a whole lot of nothing. You know,
well, the man's calling, and he's giving you his perspective, you know, about the issue.
Yeah, he's calling from New York. Well, you know, I'm in New York, and we don't do that here, so thanks very much. You talk about meaningless. All I wanted to do, Mr. Henry, if I could say it again.
Well, before you say it again, let's just remember, our number, by the way, 877-876-PHIL. All through my Saturday night show, by the way, Bud, I was giving out the national number when I should be giving out the L.A. number. Then I give out the L.A. number. Anyway, one of the things I want to ask you, Mr. Bozell, is the following thing. On Saturday, or excuse me, Sunday when the game is on, you're not going to be watching the game.
No, sir, I will not.
You're going to be reading two books on feminism.
That is what I've been told by this school. Now, it could be that a lot of the people calling are not, they're not familiar with a high-level school, a high-performing school. My school that my daughter goes to is one of the top schools all over. Okay? And the kids in there, you got, when you confront those kids, you better have it together, friend. Because I'll tell you, they will. So, I was reminded of if you ever saw...
Well, let's get to another phone call because we got to take a break right after the call. Here is Chuck in Louisville. Chuck, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Steve Bozell.
Yeah, this guy, he needs to grow a set of balls. He's forgetting who the parent is and who the child is, and he keeps talking about this high-level school. I went to a private high school, and one of the things they taught us was respect. You've got the adults got to have respect. And this crap of you doing a book report, are this 11-year-old going to come after you? What the hell is wrong with you? Wake up. Get in the real world. And this Bradley, he better grow up. He becomes an adult, and somebody, he tells somebody to shut up. He'll all be chewing out of his hind end because they'll knock his teeth down his throat. What is wrong with you, mister?
My instinct is to strangle the
I don't give a damn what your instinct is. You don't have to take his crap off his kid. You don't have to hit him. You don't have to touch him. You don't have to do a book report. You don't have to go back to that school. And if they're teaching your daughter that not to respect adults, you need to get her out of that school. I have a daughter. She's a grown woman now. And,
yes, sir.
And she's doing good in life. And if I wanted to tell her, and I praised her when she looked nice and she dressed nice when she did good in school. It ain't got anything. It's not raising your child.
Well, I've said to you that, my daughter, I said, look, this man was not convicted of no rape, and she said that doesn't matter.
Get off of that. I don't give a damn about that guy.
She told me to shut up.
See,
my daughter is telling me to hang up on you. My daughter's asking you to hang up on this man, Phil.
I'm not hanging up on this man.
Okay. All right, hang up on me then.
No, I'm not hanging up on you, Chuck. I'm not hanging up on you, Chuck.
If your daughter boss you around like that, you need to be. How do you run a construction company? How do you deal with construction workers?
I know what type. My crew chief is.
What are the you going to be allowed? How can you go to work Monday morning? How can you go to work in the morning and face the men that work for you or the people that work for you when you've got kids intimidating you?
I'll tell you how. I got a very good lawyer. Her name's Dolores Blasingame of Riverside, California.
You got a good lawyer.
Good.
Meaning what?
I'll sue the hell out of anybody that laughs at me.
You better sue someone. Come on now. Well,
I'm asking you to understand.
What planet are you living on, buddy?
I'm on the
planet. Where are you coming from?
Well, sir, if you you say you know a high level school, my daughter is of high. You know.
So what?
Are you telling me? Let me ask you a question. I want to ask you a question, sir. If I've got a football game on, I got
respect.
Hold on for a minute. I understand, but I got a football game on. And that's two women are pregnant.
Who paid for the TV? Did your daughter pay for the TV?
No, I did, of course. But if I got
all right,
a football game on.
What about the same? You know, a man is king of his castle. What are you, the prince?
I totally rule the roost. I totally rule the roost in my home. Let me tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like it to me.
Your daughter's telling you to hang up, that you can't watch the football. You got to do a book report. You're intimidated by an 11-year-old. What is wrong with you, mister? Grow a set.
What I'm saying is that kid could come after me, If I don't do that,
11 years going to come after you. What is he going to do to you?
No, I said it could escalate, and then I'll be forced into killing him. And I don't want to do that.
What are you, that's really weird, man, that you have two reactions. You're either very, very compliant, or you want to kill the kid. Why didn't you? Isn't there anything in the middle?
Mr. Henry, I've taken all kinds of crap from
this. Why are you even giving this kid the time of day is what I can't figure out.
Because they called me to the school. Look, sir, all I want to know is this.
Well, take your child out of that school and put her in the school where they teach her the basic things. One of the things is
one of the basic things is don't take a rapist into your house so a woman can miscarry on your rug.
Are you involved? God. Are you opening the front door and telling him to come in? You
no,
watch
sir,
the evening
I've
news.
On the TV. I've got it on the TV.
Are you on the evening news when they show murderers?
It's called the Super Bowl, and the guy's going to be playing quarterback.
Okay, what we're talking about, Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm not going to. They won't let me.
What's
all right.
wrong with you, mister?
I'm not allowed to watch the Super Bowl because of a rapist.
All right, look, thank you very much, sir, for your call.
Anything else can't do to you, and that's good. You deserve everything you get, mister.
Bradley's going to come.
Okay, you tell me that if that
Bradley's
kid comes after you.
Come after you.
If the kid comes after you, you talk to me.
You know what?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, say one more thing,
Chuck.
Thank you, sir. 877-876-PHIL. You got people laughing at you.
Well, you know what? They can laugh if they want to, but I'm the guy that's got to come in with a sponge.
All right, I understand. I don't, you know, you with this miscarriage on your rug. Because, there's Ben Roethlisberger. We'll be back here with Stephen Bozell on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-7445. Next hour, of course, Clara Bingham. The Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
That tears it.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
I learned my lesson here.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Stephen Bozell on the line here from Corona on the Super Bowl game coming up this Sunday. Playing in that football game is Ben Roethlisberger. You know, it's a terrible thing when a man is accused of a crime like that, and he has not been adjudicated guilty. He has not even been charged with a crime, and yet this now clings to his reputation. And you being a man, I would think you'd be sensitive to that.
Mr. Henry, it's not that I don't care. Okay, my daughter is telling me now to move past that.
Hey, man, I'm going to ask you any question I want, okay?
I know, but my daughter, he told me. My daughter's asked me, Mr. Henry.
All right, you know what, Mr. Bozell, do you want me to hang up?
No, I would rather that you not because we want to play this back for the class tomorrow.
Okay, then let the class hear this. All right, here's the question, and I want you to answer it. What about a man's reputation, something that the class should know about and your daughter should know about? What about a man's reputation?
A man's reputation is important unless, you know, feminism is threatened. In which case, the feminism has got to live. It's almost as if you've got one has to die and one in order for the other to live. And if in order for feminism to live, then a man's reputation must die.
And that's what you think, huh?
That's what I have been taught. Bradley, all of them.
Bradley, all of them taught you that a man's reputation goes up in smoke for feminism to march on. So in other words, a philosophy or a way of life or a view of the world tramples over the individual. Isn't that what we are taught in this country is the wrong thing? Are we not a country of individuals?
Well, you know, you're getting into some... You're trying to wrap yourself in the flag now. That's wrong.
I'm not wrapping myself in the flag. I'm talking about things that are transcendent from the flag or from country. Let's go to Laura on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Laura.
Hi, Steve. I've been listening
yes, ma'am.
To you on the show here. And I can respect your desire to stand up for the rights of women because I am a woman. And I grew up in an age when there was a lot of things women couldn't do. But,
right.
You know, Phil is right when he says that this man has been accused of a crime that he has not been charged. You know, he's not been tried and found guilty of. I could say that I'm accusing you of a crime that you have absolutely no guilt of, and therefore, because I throw this guilt on you, everybody would have to treat you differently and react differently around you. Now, it sounds like there's a lot of manipulation going on with your daughter in the name of feminism, and that's not why feminism was ever brought up as an issue. It was brought up to solidify women's rights. Everybody else on this earth, you know?
Right.
And this man...
Not to talk to you, you know?
What is your daughter doing?
Pardon me?
She's telling me not to talk to this lady.
I'm not talking to your daughter. You know, I'm talking to you. You're asking, what do I do? And I'm just telling you, in order to address this issue, you have to hit the issue honestly. You can't sidestep the truth,
phone back.
You know?
What's going on, Steve?
My daughter's trying to grab a phone. Go sit down in the living room.
Oh, is he there? We lost the connection. Laura, thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, it sounds like this fellow's got a lot more trouble, huh?
His daughter just pulled the phone cord or something. 877-876-PHIL. Clara Bingham coming up next. Find out what happened, will you, bud? Clara Bingham coming up next here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.
I'm back. Hello?